did, yeah, and always smiled. Somehow it doesn't seem like such a long, long time ago. Then I stop and I catch myself and I let it go. Hey Joe, are you ever coming home? Like a star in the sky, fading in the morning light. Hey Joe, in the morning light. Hey Joe, I guess we're doing okay now, Joe. Picking up the broken pieces. There's no point. Yeah, if this broken pieces, sure would be nice if you were here, Joe. You could take us by the hand. You could paint a clear picture, Joe. You could make us understand. Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe. Are you ever coming home? Like a star in the sky, fading in the morning light. Hey Joe, in the morning light. Hey Joe.
Hi everyone, this is Allie from Groupie Chats, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today we are going to be doing a little deep dive into, if I had to place money on it, the artist who would probably be my most played artist of the year. Actually, not even probably, definitely would be. It's either him or A.G. Cook, and they are completely opposites, so I guess this will be fun. We're going to be doing a little bit of a deep dive into Mickey Newberry today. He is an underappreciated folk legend. He was the guy who convinced Townes Van Zandt to move to Nashville. He wrote for Elvis. He wrote for Joan Baez. I have no idea how to pronounce her last name, so if I'm doing it wrong, it is what it is at this point. And we are going to be starting by listening to one of his songs that I love the most. It has probably my favorite lyric of all time in it, and the song is called She Even Woke Me Up to Say Goodbye. So please sit back, enjoy listening to some Mickey Newberry, and this is my favorite song by him. And yeah.
Well, morning's come, and Lord, my mind is aching. The sunshine's standing quietly at my door. Just like the dawn, my heart is silently breaking. And with my tears, it goes tumbling to the floor. Once again, the old town will be talking. Yes, Lord, I've seen the pity that's in their eyes, 'cause they could never it's our sorrow, it's not a man. Well, no matter what they say, we know she tried. Baby's back to soft things, and she's left me. I just know she didn't mean to make me cry. And it's not her heart, Lord, it's her mind. She didn't mean to be unkind. Why she even woke me up, say goodbye. It's not her heart, Lord, it's her mind. She just didn't mean to be unkind. Why she even woke me up to say goodbye.
Now, if you heard the line in the very beginning, when he sings, just like the dawn, my heart was silently breaking. Like, I genuinely cry. Okay, I'm not crying right now because, like, I'm trying to keep myself together. But, like, one of the most beautiful lines of all time. It's just, I, like, don't even have the words to explain it. If you are my friend and I force you to listen to this song, because I have probably made everyone who I know listen to this song at one point, I will literally just stand there and repeat that lyric over and over again until they agree with me. So I just really love that song, basically. Anyways, the next song that we are going to be playing, or just I'm going to be playing, is also by Mickey Newbury. If you haven't gotten the gist of it, I kind of play 4 or 5 songs from one artist or one band and then like riff off of that for the rest of the set. But this song is called Let Me Stay a While, also by Mickey Newbury from his same album, An American Trilogy, which is actually a compilation album of a lot of his later released music, but the individual albums themselves aren't on Spotify, only the compilation album is. So this is Let Me Stay a While by Mickey Newbury.
Can I stay with you a while. Hide a while behind your smile. You don't have to say the things you used to say. Just let me sleep here for a time in the warmth of your loving mind. And tomorrow I'll be on my way. For now, just hold me in the warmth of your gentle smile. Just tonight I'm with you, then I'll be going on my way. For now, just hide me till I have the strength to go. For now, all I want to know is the morning at your side. Let me stay with you a while. Hide a while behind your smile. You don't have to say the things you used to say. No, no. Just let me sleep here for a time in the warmth of your loving mind. Until I find the strength to go. Well, morning's come, and Lord, my mind is aching. The sunshine standing quietly at my door. Just like the dawn, my heart is silently breaking. And with my tears, it goes tumbling to the floor. Once again, the old town will be talking. Thank you.
here comes the rain, baby. For a while it was fun while we walked in the sun. Here comes the rain. I tried to keep the rain from falling. You know, I tried to keep the rain from falling. It's not the rain in the skies, but the rain.
That was Here Comes the Rain, Baby, after the song that I played before, which I honestly, which was Let Me Stay a While. But Here Comes the Rain, Baby is basically a re-release song on Mickey Newbury's last album, which is called Long Road Home, that he released in 2002. It was the last album he released before he died, and it was a redoing of a song from his first album that he released as a solo artist called Harlequin Melodies that he really didn't like because the record label had a lot of input over his sound at the time and it wasn't as classic folk as he wanted it. I mean, obviously there's like a ton of blues influences and a lot of other influences in his music, but Harlequin Melodies was just not... This is going to sound so pretentious of me when I say that, but he didn't think it was like true to what he wanted to sound like and what he wanted his music to sound like. So he ended up re-releasing it later, and it's one of my favorite songs by him, and it is just so beautiful and haunting. And so the last song that I am going to play is a shorter version of my favorite song, because my favorite song, or I guess my second favorite song after... She Even Woke Me Up to Say Goodbye. My second favorite song is a 9-minute long song from The Best of Mickey Newbury. It's called The 33rd of August / When the Baby and My Lady Gets the Blues, and it is 9 minutes. It is currently 1:20 a.m., and I don't think anyone has it in them to listen to a 9-minute long song, so here is instead a 6-minute long version, which honestly, I don't know if it's better, but... We're listening to it anyway. So this is the 33rd of August from an album called Winter Winds that I believe was released after Mickey Newbury's death. And this is the 33rd of August.
Today there's no salvation. The band packed up and gone, left me standing with my penny in my hand. There's a big crowd at the station where a blind man sings his song. it can see what I can't understand. And it's the 33rd of August and I am finally touching down. 8 days from Sunday, Lord, and I'm Saturday bound. 8 days from Sunday, Lord, and I'm Saturday bound. Once I stumble through the darkness, tumble to my knees, thousand voices screaming through my brain. Woke up in a squad car, busted down for vagrancy. And outside my cell, as sure as hell, it looks like rain. It's the 33rd of August, and I am finally touching. Eight days from Sunday, Saturday bound. I've put my angry feelings under lock and chain. Hide my violent nature with a smile. Though the demons dance and sing their songs within my fevered brain, not all my godlike thoughts, Lord, are defiled. And it's the 33rd of August, I am finally touching down. 8 days from Sunday, Saturday bound. 8 days from Sunday, Lord, and I'm Saturday bound.
Okay, and that was the 33rd of Again, that was Broken Heart by Spiritualized. Anyways, I am sitting alone here in the WMFO studio. It is 1:30 a.m. and I told someone I would talk about this on air because I was talking about it for genuinely the past 2 hours before I came here. So I will talk about this on air now because I have no shame. I have been thinking about light bulbs for the past 3 hours. Why are they round? I actually know why they're round now. It's because of how it distributes light, but also because people used to glass blow light bulbs and air bubbles are round. But also, like, I know that this is theoretically impossible because it would melt. But, like, what if lampshades were just on the lamps, the light bulbs, like little hats, and light bulbs had funny hats? Anyways, I drew a diagram. If you see me walking around, I wear the same clothes every day. I wear black jeans and then a black jacket. Not because I'm trying to be cool or whatever, but because I spill stuff on myself a lot. And this is the only way I can do, like, damage control. But if you see me, I drew a diagram. I'm keeping it in my laptop. Please ask to see it. I would be so happy. Like, what if it was, like, blob hat? Anyways, I'm gonna like make, I genuinely have been thinking about this for like the past 3 hours. I think I'm going insane. On a completely different note and on a very much music note, because that is what this radio show is about. And it's not about light bulbs with funny hats that look like parachutes, because that is also what I've been thinking about. This is Pilgrimage by Ichiko Aoba. I'm not sure how to pronounce her name, but it's a beautiful song. So please enjoy. And also please think about light bulbs while you're listening to this song. I need other people to share this idea with me. Because I swear, I'm not crazy. It's really, really funny if you just think about it. Just listen to the song now.
Thank you.
That was Green Beauty by A.G. Cook, one of my other favorite artists of all time. I was not planning on playing him tonight, and then I went on Instagram and saw that apparently he will, I mean, very unsurprising, but he will be on Charlie XCX's next album that also 106.9 never will be on, which I was not expecting. So I'm very excited for that, because if my artist went 1, 2, 3, it would be Mickey Newbury, A.G. Cook, and 106.9 never. And that's not an order of how much I love them, because obviously I love them all equally, but that's just an order of how much I listen to them. And then there would probably be like a big drop and then other stuff. Anyways, this next song is called Blue Sky and Yellow Sunflower by Susumu Yokota, from her album, or from his, why did I say her? From his album Symbol. So yeah, enjoy.
Thank you.
That was the Mandy love theme by Johan Johansson from the movie Mandy. The last song I'm going to play tonight, Long Road Home by 10 Tricks Point Never. I got not a long walk home, but it's in the dark. And I'm not afraid of the dark. But it feels long in the dark. So anyways, this is Long Road Home by 10 Tricks Point Never. I'm probably not going to talk after I play this song. I'm just going to head out. But if you are still listening, which I would be very surprised if you were, come back next week for Groupie Chats. We're going to have a lot more people than just me, and it'll be super fun. We'll probably be playing some Radiohead, some Thom Yorke, some Johnny Greenwood, you know, do a deep dive into that, because we are a college radio station, so I feel like we're, like, legally obligated at some point to just do it, so we might as well get it over with. Anyways, this is Long Road Home by 10 Tricks Point Never. Please enjoy.
Oh, This is Batman. No one has ever lived to see this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.